Blog Talk Radio.
If you have ideas or you need ideas, go to creativebizideas.com. Go to creativebizideas.com.
Good morning and welcome to Creative Biz Ideas. I'm your host, Nolan Davis, and today we're doing what I'm calling Listener Appreciation Day. Today, we're going to talk to a couple of listeners, or one listener, which I think is my number one listener. Met her at a function. We're going to interview her. She has a business. Talk to her a little bit. I have a surprise for her, and I also have, and they're both friends, I also have a buddy of mine who I don't think he listens that often, but every time I put anything online, he puts it out, tweets it out, Facebooks it out. I mean, he's my number one social media platform supporter because anytime I put it out there. So we're going to have what we call Listener Appreciation Day for two special listeners. And we're going to do that as soon as we come back.
Creative Biz Ideas is sponsored by Vids Inc., exceptional video production. If you're looking for training videos, marketing videos, or website videos, then call Vids Inc. at 281-968-VIDS. That's 281-968-8437. You're listening to Creative Biz Ideas with your host, Nolan Davis, on Blog Talk Radio.
This is Nolan Davis with Creative Biz Ideas, and I do have a co-host by the name of Chris Burris. Chris, are you there, sir?
I am here. Happy Monday to everyone, even though here in Houston it is raining. It is a wonderful Monday, and don't let my voice bother you. It's much better than it was all weekend.
Yeah, I talked to Chris this weekend, and he hit me with the very squeaky but raspy undergrowl type of voice. And I said, man, you sound bad, and made the statement, I know I sound bad, but I feel so sexy is what that is. And I said, okay, then carry on,
exactly,
young man, carry on.
It's really when it gets into the squeaky tone that I feel my sexiest.
Is that what it is? All right. Glad to hear it, sir. How was your weekend, by the way?
It was very good. I did relax quite a bit to get over this cold that I've been dragging on for a while. So there was lots of rest going on.
Okay.
How about you? How was your weekend?
You know, my weekend was very productive, I'll say. I have a relationship with Microsoft, and some of the people that I know have been to some of my Microsoft, what I call shindigs or events.
Yeah, they're very
right?
good. Yeah.
Thank you. But they gave me a Surface Pro 3, and I know you have one. But this weekend, I went to the Microsoft store, and what I did was I had them kind of help me figure out all the ways that I can really utilize it as a business tool. So what I did was I signed up for OneDrive because I do have a couple of salespeople now. And so we created some templates, and that way I can really get started doing my videos from a standpoint of filling out the SWOT analysis, the preliminary information, taking that, putting it into my CRM, and everything being in one place so they can gather the information. And then me utilizing OneNote, like I always do, to take the notes, but putting it in their file. And just trying to come up with a systematic way for my sales team to work more efficiently and effectively. I have a couple other people that are looking to start working with me. And so it was a very productive weekend. And then, I have three kids, so it was a lot of wrestling, horseplay, and what I call sugar attacks. That goes on every weekend. Sugar attacks is when I grab the kids, act like a monster, body slam them on the bed, and shower them with sugars which, if you don't know what a sugar is, that's nothing but a kiss. So sugar tax, the productivity with Microsoft, and here I am. So that's what it is.
Well, it sounds like a great weekend. Hey, I gotta say your opening there with the you're gonna bring on your number one listener and your number one social media platform person is you're gonna have other people trying to vie for that spot now. I think it's pretty genius.
You know what? It and so I just saw you. Was it Friday? Wait,
yeah.
It was Friday, right? The 10th. So I just saw you on Friday. So let me get into that a little bit. So as I was standing there, Friday was, I have a networking group called the Houston Business Cabinet, and there's big boys in this networking group. Doug Winnie is a part of the group. I've been trying to get into it for years, and they already had a video guy, and as soon as that video guy left, Doug gave me a call, and he said, look, you probably want to join the group. And so the group has been absolutely fabulous. Wayne Springer, I've had him on the show. He's a part of the group as well. So a lot of great things with the group. So we put on what's called the Success Expo. It's so hard for me to say that together for some odd reason. I have no idea why. So at this expo, I had Kelly Cronfeld actually came to the expo, and she was a little bit upset. She, you know, when things don't really work well, she's the person to text you with the unhappy face, like they didn't have any cheese at Subway, unhappy face, you know, that type of situation. So she had already set up everything before Tessie Window, and Tessie Window was just on the show last week, and I met Tessie and Kelly at the same time. They were like the dynamic duo. And so for some odd reason, Tessie had hers printed out, her name tag printed out, ready and available. And Kelly, they had to actually write her name out because they didn't have hers ready and available. And so she, you know, she had a little frowny face, but that's how she gets down. Not a big deal.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It only lasts for 2 seconds type of, they didn't have mine. And Nolan, I want to make sure you get the credit and yada, yada, yada. And when she said something when I was right there, she said, as soon as I heard it on the show, when she said that, that did something, it just struck something in me. Now, she sends me a text message almost after every show, great stuff, have a great day, right? Smiley face. I got so many faces, or what do you call them? What do you call them?
Emoticons.
Emoticons, right? I got so many emoticons. All of my emoticons is coming from Kelly's text feed, right? So she gave me a smiley face every Monday, and she said, I heard it on your show. It right then and there, you were in the room with me, but right then and there, I felt something, and I said, you know what? She's always listening. I don't even know if I featured her on the show. I know I featured her a couple of times in we used to have our monthly events at Cullen's for Creative Biz Ideas. She came every month. She helped me set up. Her and Tessie both, they were great. But she listens probably more than anybody else. And now part of that team is a guy named Chuck. Chuck is a real silly dude. I love this dude, though. Every time I see him, I start smiling and laughing. I run over and hug him, kind of like when I see you, right? So
yeah,
Chuck,
now
I don't
jealous.
Think Chuck listens. Huh? You're not jealous.
Now I'm
Chuck.
Jealous.
So, look, Chuck listens. I don't think Chuck listens as much, but as soon as I put anything out for Creative Biz Ideas, man, he spreads it like wildfire. Tune in with Nolan Davis on Creative Biz Ideas. He puts it on my timeline. He tags me. He's like, look at what they did. Look at what they're going to do next week. Look at anytime I put something out. So I just really wanted to give them a thank you and, you know, talk to them a little bit about their business this morning as well. So it was no gimmick to it. It was all straight from the heart type of situation. So that's where we are.
That's good, the way to operate. And it will, I'm just telling you, right, you may not have thought this out. I'm telling you, there are going to be people who are vying for the number one listener and the number one social media platform promoter now.
Got you. So before I say what we're going to collectively give them, because it is going to come from your company, and it is worth over $100. So these are big, fabulous gifts. This is no little peon type of, you couldn't get this at the dollar store. Trust me when I tell you that, right? So
yep.
I want to talk to, I'm going to bring Kelly in first. She's already sent me a text message with an unhappy face already this morning because Blog Talk Radio would not let her press 1 when she first called in. But I see it did let her press 1 at some point in time, but she let me know immediately with the unhappy face on the text message, and I'm going to bring her in right now. A little lady that I love so much, Miss Kelly Kronfeld, are you there?
Good morning, Nolan. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Kelly.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Good to see you both, on Friday.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Great time.
It was a good event.
I had to leave a little bit early, so I only saw the first speaker, and of course I had time for breakfast because that's the type of guy I am, right? So had to make sure we had time for the little bagels and stuff. So free breakfast, free parking, free event. What did you guys get from the Success Expo?
I thought it was really informative that the forecast that the first speaker presented was gave a lot of really good information. So a little bit over my head, I'm to be honest, but it was still really good information.
Yeah, I got a cosign on the over my head, and that's the second time I've seen him speak. I guess in general, he was saying that, the Houston economy is not going to be impacted. It is going to be a slowdown. It is not going to be a recession in the Houston area. And this is, of course, because of the oil prices. I thought the layout was actually really interesting, where the booths were in half the room, and then it was kind of divided from the speaking area and with the food intermingled. It was a very, very, very well laid out for networking and for people to see the booths, and I got to chat with a bunch of people. I thought it was a very good event.
Yes, I would have to agree with you on that, Chris. I liked that it had a mix up of the networking and the booths and then the speakers and then the breakout session.
Now, how was the breakout session?
I thought they were really good. I visited Doug for one of them, so of course he was amazing.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And I'm like you, Nolan. I had to leave a little early, so I did not get to see any of the breakout sessions.
Got you. Now, you know, the thing with the first guy that spoke, his name is Bill Glitterer or something like that. When he spoke about the whole oil situation here in Houston, like you said, it's not going to be a reset. I just took a couple of tidbits from it, so when I talk to oil and gas companies, I can shake my head with confidence and look at them like, you know, oil is coming back in 2017 or 2018. So this is what we're going to do. That's all I needed to hear. You see what I'm saying? It was that type of situation. Just a couple of tidbits to get me going, and there you have it. So absolutely. So
Bill Gilmer.
Bill Gilmer. That's what it is. Gilmer. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So Kelly, have you ever been, I know you've called into the show and I've talked to you, but we've never really featured you on the show. I'm not talking about Cullen. I'm talking about on the radio show, correct?
We did in the way beginning when Tessie and I came on together.
Okay.
I've been on a few times for a few things when we were promoting iFest and whatnot, but a couple of times. You took care of me, Nolan. So yeah, I've been on.
All right. I just want to make sure, but I know that your business has grown just within the year span that we've been on the air. So tell me a little bit about the upgrades and some of the new things that you have going on in your business right now.
Sure. Well, first of all, what we do, we're Art and Custom Creations, and what we do is specialize in mobile art parties, events, or workshops. And what that means is we bring anything that's art-related to the client to make it really fun. So whether it's a team building or it's just a girls' night out, we can do that. We also do birthday parties for kids, and we even can do face painting. So that's something new that we've actually been doing, and that's it's had a really good return, actually. So that's been nice. The latest, besides the face painting, that was sort of just an aside, but the latest thing that we've been doing is offering classes at daycares. So we offer offer art classes at daycares. So we have two different classes. We have a pint-sized Picasso's and an after-school artist. And what we do is we work with the facility, and we set it up so that the parents can pay for their kids to take additional art classes. And we go there, we run the classes, and they get to do different art activities. They learn about different artists. They learn about different mediums, techniques, designs. And so the kids really like it, and it's been really fun for me just because my background is education, and I've been out of the classroom for a long time. So it's been super fun to be able to go back in and work with the kids.
Gotcha. First and foremost, I need to let you know I had no idea that you had those capabilities. I will be dropping off my kids at your house. Just bill me. I'm cool with whatever you charge. I just need to get rid of
make
these
that,
kids.
Throw in my twins because I'll be dropping them off too.
Boom,
okay.
You got a full class right now.
Pardon?
I said you got a full class right now.
Yeah, that works right away.
Okay, that works. We actually just posted the registration link last night, it was really early this morning, probably about 1 o'clock. So.
Got you. Now, I do think, what gave you the idea, before we get into your giveaway, what gave you the idea to, I think the daycares is genius, like the setup at the daycares, because I think you could do that at multiple locations and have something pretty good going on. And I've never heard of daycare doing that before. I think that's absolutely genius. What gave you that idea?
Well, I had actually thought about it early on, but I wasn't really sure how to get my foot in the door since my son is quite a bit older than the daycare scene. And I was focusing on some other pieces of my business. And just the more I was thinking about it, the more I thought, And one of my friends that I know, actually he owns the Ben & Jerry's in Leak City, he had called me up and said, hey, I know we were talking about some stuff because I was going to do some commission work for him inside his store. He said, hey, have you thought about doing, your classes in daycares? And I was like, yeah, I thought about it, blah, blah, blah. And he said, they have, the gymnastics thing, the science thing, the cooking thing, but they don't have an art thing, and my daughter's
right.
Really into art, and I could really see her, being able to do something like that. He's like, I would sign her up in a heartbeat. So he was like, let me talk to the, director over there and see what she said. So he actually helped me sort of get my first in. And then, so that's how I ended up doing that. So, but now, now that it's done, it's really easy for me to go to any other facilities and say, hey, this is what we offer. Are you interested? And everybody that I've talked to is like, hey, can you give me a brochure to give to my daycare people? Because they want to have it at their facility too. So it's kind of exploding pretty quickly, and I'm really excited about it.
As you should be.
Awesome.
I think it's absolutely fabulous. And that goes to show you that sometimes you're so close to your business that a lot of times the outside, the people that are on the outside looking in that's thinking about you or that comes up with an idea or maybe even help you brainstorm on your business, and that's what this whole show is all about, can absolutely help to where you didn't even come up with the idea, but you executed from the idea that somebody else came up with. And I want to say kudos to you on going forward with that, because so many times business owners actually think that they know the best way to do it or the only way to do it, and they're never open for feedback. Or it's so many people that I actually call and say, dude, I woke up with the idea for you and your business, and they never do anything. And that really is starting to piss me off these days. But kudos to you.
Those people have not been on the show.
You know, that
they
was
have
something.
Not. No, I said they have not. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Oh, that was something that Doug was actually talking about in his breakout session. He was saying that, you know, only whatever percentage of people will actually execute whatever it is that they are supposed to be doing. So sometimes I feel like I don't do it enough, but you've kind of, having you say that makes me feel a little bit better if I think about it like that.
Man, that is absolutely great that you took it on and you welcomed the invite as well. So sometimes people are so busy and they put those things on the back burner without even – and my thing is, if somebody else gives you an idea, that may not be absolutely 100% the idea. But if you follow that trail, it may lead you to what you want it to be. Because as you were talking, when you said your guy owned the ice cream parlor, I was thinking of art classes at the ice cream parlor. That would be bananas, and I would – I would leave my kids at home, and I would be there every Friday. It's that type of situation.
Yeah.
Like,
you get to eat the art after you're done?
Oh, ice cream art. As a matter of fact, we actually talked about that, but unfortunately, that particular location is really, really tiny, so it's not super conducive to doing that. However, we have discussed doing something when the weather decides to stop raining one of these months. Do something where we can, you know, have it be outside. But obviously, we can't make it be too hot. It can't be too hot because the ice cream will melt. So, you know, a few challenges.
Right.
Figure it out.
Got you. Well, Kelly, for you, I feel as if you're one of my number one listeners, and you're not just. And so I want to say this because I thought about it when Chris said it. I may have some closet listeners that listen every week, but none of them contact me on a weekly basis to say, great show. And I always see your number on there. So for the people that are listening online, if I haven't heard from you or don't see you, I had no idea that you was there. But this is something that I'm giving straight from the heart. So Chris Burris owns eWeb Styles, and they have graphic designers on hand. So I called Chris, and I was thinking, and I said, you know what? I really want to do something special for my number one listeners. And his graphics team is great. And what I came up with, or what we came up with, was an hour for graphic design from his business. And he and I, we're going half and half on it. Because he has, how many employees do you have, Chris? Like five?
We're five right now.
Right, okay. So, these are professional graphic designers, not just project by project people that are freelancing. And I thought, especially now that I know you have a new, couple of new different ideas, I think graphic design is always needed in any business, when you're promoting, launching new campaigns, whatever it is. So I'm going to give you Chris's info for you to call over to the office, and we're going to roll out the red carpet and design whatever you need to have designed for your next campaign or whatever on us. Is that okay, Kelly?
That's awesome. Thank you, Nolan. I really appreciate that. You didn't have to do that. Thank you, Chris, also.
you're welcome. It's gonna be a joy. I love the arts, and you're really blending art and business, and so I think it's gonna be exciting. We'll come up with some really cool stuff.
Yay,
Okay. and another way to promote it is when we finish with it, we're gonna put it on our Facebook and our Twitter. So that's going to get you some promotion as well to say, look at what we gave our number one listener, And that flyer or that brochure or that banner or whatever we create for you is going to be about you and all about your business. And we'll attach the link and the whole nine to your website and the whole nine and just put it out there for you. So for being a number one listener, that's kind of what I want to give to you, something that can help your business grow. And hopefully you can go back and say, man, when we were starting this new campaign, this banner or this sign that you put on an easel or whatever you, however you want to brainstorm and use it to maximize people actually seeing that, I think I would love for it to come back and say, man, this really helped us out. So that's what we wanted to do. So, Kelly, tell me how people can get in touch with you and eat ice cream and do face paint, have paint on their face and paint some pictures and play with kids. You got a whole bunch of stuff going on. How can they do all of that?
So the best way or the easiest way for them to contact me is actually just to call my direct cell phone number, which is 832-540-3120, and you can call or text. You can also email me at kelly@artandcustomcreations.com, but the custom and the creations are both with K's. Or you can visit our website at artandcustomcreations.com and shoot us an email from there too.
Got it. Is there anything you want to leave with the people before you go today?
No, I just want to say that if you're thinking about starting a small business or a business that's going to grow, one of the most important things that you can do is to get out there and show your face and meet people, because you will meet the most fabulous people ever, and you'll be doing what you're doing day in and day out, and you'll think, how is this ever possibly going to help my business? And a year or so later, you planted all these seeds, and things will start to happen. And it's people like Nolan and Chris and Tessie and Chuck who have helped me grow my business, and we've helped each other. And it's pretty cool to look back and see where I was a year ago and know that things are going to be happening to, you know, continue to grow, and it's pretty cool. And I would say, Nolan, you're one of those people right at the top of the list, so thank you.
Why, thank you. Last thing before I let you go, you made a comment about a picture that you seen online with Chris and I in the picture, and I just wanted Chris, I didn't want to hog all of it, so I wanted Chris to hear it firsthand. How did you feel about that picture, Ms. Kelly?
Oh, it's hot.
Oh, hot, baby. All right.
This is the best show ever. it's just a fabulous picture. I mean, y'all look professional, but you look smart and fun, and I love that picture. It's, I don't know who took it, but it's fantastic. And it's a great, I mean, it's a great publicity, you know, you have it on your, I know you have it for your event page, and it's just a really fabulous picture, very eye-catching, and it kind of makes me like, oh, I want to know who those people are. I want to listen to that thing. They look really interesting.
Boom. Thank you so much, Ms. Kelly. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Thanks, guys.
Take care, Kelly. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, sounds good. Bye.
All right.
So all I heard out of that was that's hot.
Right, that's all you needed to hear, sir. That's like,
that's
I almost
what I
flipped
heard.
Her off after she said hot, and I was just, that was it. So let it be written, so let it be done. We're done here. You know what I'm saying? It was that type of situation. And so when I called her this weekend, I said, look, I need you to call into the show because I have a giveaway for you. And by the way, if Chuck is listening, Chuck, can't see your number, press 1 if you're on. I see a bunch of numbers. Don't know which one is you, so if you can press 1, you're up next. But so I'm sitting there and I'm calling everybody, and I talked to Kelly, so I called Kelly and Chuck, and I talked to her this weekend, and I said, man, I saw you Friday, yada yada yada, the whole night, gave her the whole spiel, said this is what we want to do for you, it's gonna be a surprise, I need you to call in. She says, oh, and by the way, the picture with you and Chris. You guys look smooth. You guys look intelligent. You look professional. And I mean, she went down the list, and I was just, I was nodding my head like, yeah. I was thinking that too when I saw it. I didn't want to say anything.
Actually, I was just thinking that's the first picture that actually really caught all those things that were true inside of me.
It's like, I'm going to show this. Can I make this my ID picture and just take my part or portion of it and just say, yes, I am Nolan Davis. This is who I am right
me.
Here. Thank you.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You know me.
Absolutely.
I've always wanted to wrap my car with, like, me and all sorts of cool photos. And you get out, people are like, who are you? I don't know. I just decided to wrap my car.
Dude, while you're messing around, I have a picture that, and I'm going to say it here, that I'm going to do a reenactment. I'm from Chicago, so I'm definitely a Bulls fan. I've seen Michael Jordan play at the playoffs and all kinds of crazy stuff. Wow. So Michael Jordan has a picture called Wings, and he's holding a basketball. His arms are stretched out, and he's holding a basketball. And I'm going to do the reenactment of that picture. And if you noticed last when I saw you Friday, I look like I've slimmed down and toned up. I've been working my ass off to take this picture, and I'm going to put, instead of wings, at the top, it's going to say video, and I'm going to be holding two of my cameras in each hand. I have a jersey with that I have Vids Inc., my logo on it, right? And all the pictures in black and white except for my logo, which is red, white, and blue. So it's going to be that picture with my logo in color with me holding the cameras, and I promise you I'm getting my truck wrapped next week. And I was tempted to take that picture first and put that image on both sides of my truck, dude. I promise you. So when you say
I'm looking at that picture. It's a very broad picture, right? Pretty narrow, but broad.
Yes. Yes.
I think you could take that and put that across the top of your windshield.
Oh my goodness, guy. Oh my goodness. I just cried a little bit. Like the emotions got me so much. I'm happy. I'm excited. It was so much emotion when you said that. I didn't know. I just had to drop a tear. I didn't know what else to do. Is what that is.
Yep.
I didn't know what else to do. I think that could be hot. But I was thinking on the side of the on both sides of the truck. But then you know we are starting to hire people. So I got my first designer for After Effects. Because you and I, we talked about it, and I'm actually developing a system. I'm developing a system to where I can have everybody just do their part, and I'm maestro and bring it all together, right?
Yep.
So
yep.
I didn't want – that's the only reason I didn't do it is because I didn't want it to look like a one-man show because we are growing, right?
Yep.
But I promise you – With my logo right there, I thought that would be so hot, guy. But I was like, yeah, I'm probably a little bit too full of myself and yada, yada, yada. So that's what it is.
Well, if you weren't, you would be after you wrapped your vehicle like that.
I would be. But I thought about it, though. I thought about people talk about building the brand. So when you build a brand, I've seen a lot of State Farm and Keller Williams guys, those real estate and insurance boys, they always put their face on their card, and I've seen some of their faces on their cars as well. So
yep.
I was actually thinking that, but then I said, because we actually, I have my first client in Austin. We already have clients in Fort Worth, and I'm trying to be all around Texas, so I'm going to have a couple of other locations. So I do my first, I got three videos I just sold in Austin, thanks to Doug, actually, last week. And so I'll be doing that in May. And so, I wanted people to see the logo, and I didn't want other people, that salespeople, saying, when do I do my video picture so I can wrap my car? And I didn't want to have to tell anybody to shut up and sit down. And it was just crazy, man. This is crazy. So that's what that is.
So regarding your business card and your picture, I actually saw Jeffrey Gittimer speak at an Action Coach event not too long ago, And one of the things he spoke about was your card, and does your business card start a conversation or end a conversation? And he had actually, he's a big baseball fan, had actually turned the back of his car, of his business card, into like a baseball card with stats, you know, like 1,000 happy clients and, you know, whatever, you know, the RBI kind of stats, and created a conversation starter with his business card. So, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with your photo there. You can even do it, you know, the wings style. You got to come up with a different title, though, right, instead of wings. It's got to be, I don't know, On My Way Up.
I was just going to say video. As you can see that picture, the wings, is at the top. You can replace that with just video. Just video. When you think of video, I want you to think of me. And my whole thing is, you don't have to get a video from Nolan Davis. But I promise you, you're going to say, what about Nolan Davis? Should we do video with Nolan Davis? If you don't want the cinematic motivation, then don't come here. I'm cool. You don't have to come here. But I need my name to come across the table. As simple as that. So if you say, no, we are not going to do video with Nolan Davis, I've done my job, because you know who Nolan Davis is. Simple as that.
Yeah.
So that's how I feel about it. And that's going to be for a whole different conversation. I had Chuck. I talked to Chuck this weekend, and we're going to bring Chuck on and momentarily. I talked to Chuck this weekend, and he said, you know, the later in the day when you see me, this is when you get the real Chuck. He said, early in the morning, it takes me a little time to get to this part of being, you know, Chuck Emerson. So I wanted to make sure that we got Chuck on a little bit later so he can have his couple of cups of coffee and we can sparkle and bring the sunshine, because we need it today with the rain. So I'm going to bring in Chuck and see if Chuck is ready and available. Chuck, are you there, sir?
I am here.
Chuck,
good morning, Chuck.
How are you today, sir?
Good morning.
Man, how was your weekend, sir?
Well, I did see the sun. Did you?
I'm sorry?
I saw the sun, so I'm happy. Did you see it?
I did see it this weekend. It looks like it's coming out now.
Don't say nothing. It might spoil it.
I got you, man. So, Chuck, you've been on a couple of videos of mine, and we've talked, and I know you extremely well. If you wouldn't mind telling the listeners exactly what it is that you do, and you do a couple of different things.
Well, I do the True Group Medical Insurance for small companies. That's under 10 people. The little guy that, you know, doesn't really have time of day to think. He's got so much to do with his small business, and he's having a great time. And, you know, it's the true stuff. It's not the accident only. And I also have helped a lot of those people with the Obamacare stuff, the PPACA, and I do disability income insurance for professionals, your lawyers, doctors, CPAs, engineers, that sort of stuff. And if that isn't enough, I write novels, and I got 3 out, and you can just Amazon and search books. And in the meantime, I listen to Nolan Davis and go to some of his gigs and have a great time. But I don't know how this morning I'm going to be able to follow Kelly. I mean, she tells you guys are hot. Man, I can't stop that.
No, you can't, sir.
No, you cannot. I do agree. But, hey, you know what? The thing that I wanted, I brought you on to the show, and I know you probably heard what I gave Kelly, and I want to give you the same thing, which is a graphic for your next campaign, for your book cover, whatever it is. For us to do some design through eWebStyles. Chris and I, we partnered to give this to who I feel is number one listener and number one supporter. And I really believe that you're my number one online supporter, because every time I put something out there, you jump right on it. And, I mean, you just really, I mean, every time. I don't care how many times I put something out there about the show, you put listen to Nolan Davis, listen tune in, that type of thing. He's going to have this person on the show. And I absolutely 100% appreciate that. And from the first time I met you, Kelly, and Tessie, which Tessie was just on last week, but from the first time I met you guys, you liked what I was doing, and it wasn't a gradual type of situation. And let me see what he does this week. Let me see. I mean, you guys just jumped on and latched on, and I appreciate that. So we want to give you a graphic as well to help your business for your campaign. It could be for Facebook. It could be for whatever you want it to be for, and I'll give you all that information later on today. So I just wanted to put that out there. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome very much. It's, you know, if you study psychology, the practical kind, you'll find in there that we take evaluations of the people across from us, the ones we're talking to, the ones we're near, that subconsciously 200 times the items a second. They're repeated, of course. But anyway, and there are times you just walk up to people and go, all right, this is good. And that's Nolan Davis.
Man, thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Hey, that was pretty close to the hot comment there.
No, because you and I both.
You're trying. Like, it can't be done, but you're trying and doing a good job.
No, I see, because when these people see Kelly, she's as perky, she looks as perky as she sounds, and she's got about 180 IQ behind all that. So, you know, it's an incredible package, which, you know, none of us are going to top. Well, Nolan,
yeah.
Now that I've taken you down a notch, no. Anyway, these guys, no, you got to get out there and meet people, and God knows you meet some interesting folks, and you meet some you hope go to the other side of the room at the business mixers. And, you know, you're a particular beacon, as you would say. And anyway, I want to hear more about that guy that's sitting with you. I haven't talked to him in a long time.
Who's that, Chris?
I'm right here.
Chris Burrs is owner of eWeb Styles. He has the number one podcast. I'm sorry, he has the number one SEO podcast on iTunes. He's a partner of mine to where we partnered up and done, and we do lunch and learns. And it's funny you say that. My next lunch and learn, you've actually been to my lunch and learn. So mm-hmm. You've met Chris. I think you came to my first one. Of course, you would have come to my first one because you're that type of guy. That's why you're getting the award today, right? Number one supporter. So he's very knowledgeable when it comes to internet marketing. His business is definitely thriving. And the thing about Chris is that he helps other businesses thrive. And so that's kind of like his superpower as far as online business is concerned. Loyal and just great guy. So I have nothing. All the bad stuff I say about Chris, I say in front of an audience while he's there. So it's that time to teach
you. So, yeah, because you're bigger than he is. Cause, you know, if he's sitting there looking at you, kind of wondering. Anyway, when's your all's next project?
All right. The next project is actually the Lunch and Learn is on the 30th, April 30th. So it's about 2 weeks out. And Chuck, I wanted to ask you, when Nolan told you about graphics, what's kind of the first thing that pops to your mind as what you might want in terms of graphics?
Book covers.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking that. What kind of books do you write?
Mystery. Got two mystery novels out in a series, and a book I call not so romantic, suspense. It's a, you know, a romance novel, but it's not the kind you normally find on the shelf, and people either love it or hate it, but that's the point. What was that, P.T. Barnum, that didn't care if people loved or hated his stuff as long as they talked about it?
Yeah,
right.
There's another quote that I really like, which is similar. You should have enough enthusiasm that you catch on fire. And when people show up to watch you burn, charge them.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
That's all about the enthusiasm.
Yeah, book covers on the e-books have got to be eye-catching. It they've got to be able to read them at all sorts of sizes. And the traditional literary book cover, although very pretty and art, much like the old album covers, doesn't work. And you can go look at my stuff. I did those from other people's templates, and then redid the not so romantic comedy suspense thing three times now, trying to boost the sales because the guy on the web is popping through it. So I need some help because I'm not a millionaire yet, and those are darn good books.
Got
well,
it.
Hopefully we can
okay.
help you become a millionaire.
All right. Then I'll take you guys to lunch.
Hey, I like
how about Bermuda if we make you a millionaire? Okay,
then
lunch
we'll
in Bermuda. Sold.
All right, and then
that's
on the 30th. Okay, well, I may come down there and surprise you this month again.
Okay.
That would be
all
great.
Right. That's at BBVA Compass Bay. That was something that we definitely planned on talking about today anyway. So, hey, Chuck, if somebody wanted to get in touch with you and talk to you about either insurance or read one of your books, how can they do that, sir?
I got one of those 281 phone numbers, and then it's really difficult. 799-95. Or they can go, huh?
Right, that's 281. Is it 557-9995?
That's the number.
Okay, I thought I think you broke up a little bit. Okay, just wanted to make sure. So that's Chuck. Chuck, like I say, I want to thank you for being one of my number one online supporters. I appreciate you, sir.
You're welcome, and you and Chris have a great day.
All right, we'll be talking
soon.
All right,
so that was
that's
Chuck.
Good. Lunch in Bermuda.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. That's after we get him $1 million, though. That's
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's
right,
at least a couple of weeks out.
Don't forget that part. Right. That is a couple of weeks out. So, you know, I used to do Facebook birthdays, but I only do the birthdays that of the people that I know. And I have two people. One was which was a great supporter as well, Adam Miller. He used to listen all the time. And Donald Rose. Is actually helping me with a project that I'm working on called Rising Stars Grind to Be Living Legends. It's kind of a spinoff of You Will Know My Name. So Adam Miller and Donald Rose, I want to say happy birthday to you right here from Creative Biz Ideas. And we are rocking and rolling. It is now 8:17, and after the 8 o'clock hour, we do have the number one business coach in the world, coming up next.
Creative Biz Ideas is sponsored by Vids Inc., exceptional video production. If you're looking for training videos, marketing videos, or website videos, then call Vids Inc. at 281-968-VIDS. That's 281-968-8437. You're listening to Creative Biz Ideas with your host, Nolan Davis. On Blog Talk Radio.
This is Nolan Davis with Creative Biz Ideas and my co-host, Mr. Chris Burris. Chris, are you
here? We're
here.
Lovely Monday.
All right. We're going to have the number one business coach in the world, not in Houston, not in Texas, not even in the United States, but the whole wide world. Mr. Doug Winnie. Doug Winnie, are you there, sir?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys?
Wonderful. Good morning, Doug.
Fabulous. Happy Monday to you, Doug. What you got for us today, sir?
Absolutely. Happy Monday. Great show today, guys.
Thank you.
What you got for us today, sir?
Well, I was thinking about what is the biggest challenge that every single business on the planet has?
Money. Is that not it? I thought it was.
Yeah,
I digress. So tell us what's the number one challenge.
I feel like we're on the Family Feud show, and I'm just going to support Nolan. I'm going to go with money. Oh, man, we got the X.
that would be at the top list, I'm sure. You would probably got, you know, most all the points for that one. That's probably pretty high up there. Except that a lot of businesses do have a lot of money, just don't know what to do with it. You know, really thinking about the clients that I help, I got this quote from Marshall Silver. Marshall Silver is a mega millionaire. He's been the most famous hypnotist in the world, and he's certainly the most wealthy hypnotist. He's even, I look at him, his wealth is probably the most wealthiest person I've ever met. And his quote was, when you truly desire change, your conscious mind chooses the positive new action. And when I saw that, I went, hey, man, that's the biggest challenge every business has. When you truly desire change, your conscious mind chooses the positive new action. And that implies that, first, your conscious mind has to choose positive new action. And that's what thought came up to my mind about the biggest challenge is not the conscious mind, but instead the subconscious mind.
Yeah.
As I think it was Jeffrey Gitomer said, what do you say to yourself when you're by yourself? This is more about your subconscious mind telling you things, right? For example, mama saying, you can't make it in this world, it's too hard. Or you can't do that because you're just not smart enough. Or your brother saying, that would be stupid. That would be just a stupid thing to do to go open up a business. Or some other relative or even a best friend going, you can't sell. You're not a salesperson. And all this stuff adds to your subconscious mind, which prevents your conscious mind from taking great action. So I thought today I'd talk a little bit about how do you reprogram your subconscious mind so it stops telling you things that is incorrect or that are incorrect. So what's another example of what your subconscious mind might tell you? Let me ask Chris first.
What my subconscious mind might tell me. It might tell me that, I don't know, in a challenge that I'm having within my business, it's that people should just do the work that's assigned, right? So I just feel like I should assign it and then it should get done, and I've had a problem with abdication, and so that's just my subconscious mind telling me I should assign it and everybody should just do it.
Yeah, people should just do what they're told. I said do this, and I don't understand why they don't do it. It just doesn't make any sense. People should just do what they're told. Is that another saying that some parent might say? Do what you're told, kid.
Yeah.
You know, walking through the mall, and this mom just yelled at the top of her lungs, watch where you're walking. And, you know, the kid is only like 2.5 feet tall. You know, all it sees is feet, right? And so the mom is yelling, and do what, you know, it's just crazy. Do what you're told, watch where you're walking. I mean, it's interesting how our subconscious is programmed, you know, like we can't hire good people, or, you know, I have one client that believes their employees are always out to get them. They always want to do the laziest thing. They don't want to do the work. This is all our subconscious mind telling us stuff that prevents us from growing a great business. And so, you know, this stuff is there, and I promise you the subconscious mind is going to win. Until you reprogram it, it's going to win. So how do we reprogram the subconscious mind? And I've talked about this on the show. It's probably been a while since I talked about it. But one of those things is I am statements. Saying to yourself, I am hiring the best people on the planet who always do the work as they're told. Or I am hiring great people that I'm going to train perfectly that are going to become rock stars. An I am statement is a statement that you say to yourself twice a day, out loud, preferably in a mirror, at the top of your lungs, with the most amount of emotion, and it helps to reprogram your subconscious mind. Do it right when you wake up, as well as right when you go to bed. And if you do 20 of those, and they've got to be really strong, and they've got to be really positive, and you really have to believe them, and you just got to say them to yourself, and within 20, 30 days, those things start to happen. I've had clients that have done I am statements that have lowered their blood pressure, that have lowered their cholesterol, that have got them their next $1 million of income. So, you know, coming up with great I am statements is absolutely critical. And another tip for reprogramming the subconscious mind would be reading out loud in front of a mirror Og Mandino's book, The Greatest Salesman in the World. It has got 10 different scrolls in it, and those scrolls will truly help your subconscious mind eliminate some of this programming that was there from many, many decades ago. So figure out ways to work on your subconscious mind. Even hypnosis could be a way to work on your subconscious mind. Kind of started with the quote by Marshall Silver, who is the world's most renowned hypnotist. He'll be coming to Houston, by the way, soon. Don't have the date yet, but hopefully it'll be soon. And I'll send all my clients to him to help them with their subconscious mind getting smarter so that the conscious mind starts to do the right thing.
That makes sense. That resonates with me. I mean, I've always had positive affirmations instead of I am statements. I call them affirmations, kind of same along the same lines. And I've also believed that there's Darren Hardy with the Success Magazine talks about set point. And that's really the same thing. How do you adjust your set point? And you adjust it with repetition or hypnosis. This is my understanding, repetition or hypnosis. So the I am statements are the repetition. Hypnosis, if you find a talented hypnotist who can help you with that, because really hypnosis has the ability to talk directly to your subconscious mind. Just changing what you believe you actually deserve, and then all of a sudden, just like your initial quote, the conscious mind chooses new positive actions.
Yep. I agree. That's actually what NLP is, which is neuro-linguistic programming. So some of those elements of the subconscious mind is actually how I do my video. So I was actually doing NLP a lot when I was younger, and then just kind of fell off and started doing it. I'm showing Chris Burris my book, Greatest Salesman in the World. He and I, we're on a Google Hangout at the same time. We're going to start doing Google Hangouts along with the show. It's one of the new things that we're going to start implementing to kind of jazz up the show so you can actually see a live feed of us. So I am going to reread that book. As soon as you said it, I went right to it and got it. So absolutely. So, Doug, if somebody wanted to get a little bit more consultation, get some more words of wisdom or direction in their business from the number one business coach in the world, how can they do that, sir?
One way would be to, know that we do a free two-hour business consultation with you. We'll spend 2 hours working with you if you so desire. There's a little bit of pre-work for yours on your side, a little pre-work on our side, and we're going to meet for 2 hours, talk about your marketing, talk about your sales, talk about your team, or lack thereof, or how poor performing they happen to be. We're going to work on exactly what does it take to get your business to the next level. We do that for free, so if you'd like to do something like that, you can give us a call at our office, 713-936-3814. That's 713-936-3814. Also, visit our website. Our website has lots of information, including our upcoming workshops, our free workshops. We have a two-hour free workshop coming up on the 22nd and the 29th. You can check that out on our website. Our website is Business as a Tool. That's www.businessasatool.com. Check us out, and that's how the best way to get a hold of us.
Hey, Doug, I appreciate you, sir.
Same here, guys. You guys make it a fantastic week.
All right, you
absolutely,
too. Thanks, Doug.
Absolutely. You do the same.
Take care.
Thank you, sir. All right. So, you know, here's the thing. I have another project that I'm working on called Cornerstone Institute. The Cornerstone Institute is with Sunita Trevino, and she's a plasticity. Yeah, plasticity.
Practitioner.
Yes, but she's actually getting her PhD in it. Like, she's finishing up her PhD. And her and I, we're doing some of those things. And a lot of the things that really work with as you develop that subconscious mind is visualization, That's why people say get a vision board, you know, do all of these things. Imagine you're doing this. That's where video comes in, right? I can make you look like a rock star and make you look at yourself and feel like that you, even though you look on the outside like a kitty cat, but I can make you see the lion within inside you. So I actually came up with some different techniques. I've talked to at least 8 to 10 different doctors as I gave her this whole scenario of how we could work together. She's definitely on board. And the reason I say that is because Doug is 100% right. I'm all about trying to figure out how do you get to that next level always, right? What do you implement? And I think the whole, and here's what I've come up with. I think all of life is about knowing how to eliminate bad habits and create new habits. And those habits will get you to get to wherever you want to get to. So if you want to run a marathon, like Adam Miller, he's run at least 5 or 6 of them thus far, I believe. I remember when he ran his first one, who, I said happy birthday to him today. His whole thing is you have to develop the habit of running, right? And you have to eliminate the habit of sitting on the couch and just watching TV, right? And so
of not
it's
running.
Those things, exactly. So it's those things that we have to develop, and a lot of that comes with the why and or what you call your purpose statement, and I think you should do it for you, really nobody else, because, you know, I think your why always changes depending on your situation. But, so, you know, some people say, you know, your why is your purpose in life, and that's really what she talks about. She hones in on that purpose and gets you to focus just on that purpose, so it's a little bit easier for you to be running on all pistons is what that is. So I would probably get her to come on next week, and seeing how Doug just kind of inspired that whole thing, we'll probably talk about purpose next week with Sunita. So, after Doug, we do have our very own attorney, Mark Smith, and he's going to give us the legal advice this week for Creative Biz Ideas. So let me bring Mark on. Mark, are you there, sir?
I am, Nolan. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, sir. And yourself?
I'm doing fine, trying to stay dry in all this wet weather that we've had the past few days.
I know it, man. I know it. I was actually thinking I was going to have to cancel a shoot, but it's starting to shine bright outside. So
it might clear up. So hopefully that's the case. We can use a few days of sunshine.
Absolutely, absolutely. So what do you have for us today, sir?
Well, just continuing on my intellectual property kind of series that I've been doing, kind of the last major piece of intellectual property that we haven't talked about is trademarks. So the first week we talked about patents for a little bit. Last week we did copyright. So this week, you know, I was going to do trademarks. And, I think most people know what a trademark is, but, just as an example, if I said, you know, the Golden Arches, what are you guys going to think about? McDonald's, right? And if I said the Swoosh, what are you going to think about there?
Just doing it, baby.
Basically, a trademark is something that helps identify your products in the marketplace. And, you know, the cool thing about trademarks is you don't necessarily have to register them, although it's a very good idea. And I'll talk a little bit more about registering them in just a second. But, basically all you have to do is start using them in what they call trade. And then, you know, if somebody has a similar one, then potentially you might have to have a little bit of a fight over who is using it and how often you used it and all that kind of good stuff. But the cool thing is that trademarks, you can trademark a lot of different things. For example, we talked about the Golden Arches, so that logo, the Nike Swoosh, can be trademarked. A specific phrase can be trademarked. I know a friend of mine, I think actually she was on earlier, I didn't get a chance to hear her, Kelly Kronfeld has trademarked one of her potential products. It's the BFF bear that she does. So, you know, you can do that. And the ones are kind of the ones that I find interesting are sound, color, and even an odor can be trademarked. So if you have a distinctive odor related to your products, you know, I guess typically...
Don't even think about it, Nolan.
Well, I would think more like perfume or cologne or something like that.
I was going to say I got a couple of musty friends, and they always smell like that, and they have trademarked and cornered that market. Every time I see them, they smell the same.
Unfortunately, no
like
one's
ill.
Interested in also having that odor.
Right. So the famous example of kind of those is the Harley Davidson rumble. The sound that a Harley Davidson makes is actually trademarked. And there's even been some litigation over that. I believe they sued a Japanese company that had a similar rumble to their motorcycles. So that was kind of interesting to me when I found that out. So, you know, essentially you just kind of have to go through the process of filing your application with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. Just one kind of little caveat is there's another thing called trade dress, and that is typically kind of how your products are packaged or anything like that. And so the really famous example of that would be, you know, the Coke bottle. You know, you always hear the Coke bottle figure, right, because it's got those nice curves. So that is actually trade dress, and you can actually protect that as well. You know, there are certain things that you can do in order to protect that. So, and you know, trademarks are actually pretty easy. I mean, that's basically it as far as trademarks. The good thing is you know, once you trademark something, as long as you continue to use it in commerce, then it's always protected. So the Coca-Cola scroll, that the famous lettering that they have, you know, that's been around for over 100 years now. So as long as they continue to use that in trade, then they've got to protect it.
Got you. All right, Mark. So if somebody wanted to talk to you up close and personal about trademarking, how can they get in contact with you, sir?
So two best ways, you can call me on my office phone. It's 281-489-3934, or look me up on my website, which is jmsmithlaw.com, and fill out the contact request, and I'll get back to him as soon as I possibly can.
Got you. Hey, Mark, I appreciate you, sir. Talk to you next week.
No problem.
Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, no problem.
Stay dry.
You guys have a good week.
You too.
All right. So just before we go, it's a little bit past that time. We actually try to keep it within the hour, but you know, sometimes we go over and it's an hour and a half.
It's usually because of Nolan's rant.
It is. It's all because of, and I'm cool with it. It's my show. I'm cool with it. So here's the thing. Shut up, man. So our next lunch and learn. You almost made me forget what I was going to say. Our next lunch and learn is April 30th at 11 o'clock at the BBVA campus. It's maximizing profits using internet marketing and video. Everybody who's attended it has given us great feedback. We've actually made some connections doing some of those lunch and learns. So it's great networking for you to come out, great lunch, great information. I hear Chris Burris is a great presenter. It's a lot of greatness going on. It's a great facility.
Yeah, you mentioned networking, and just to kind of hammer that home, the beginning of our session, we actually have everyone kind of stand up, introduce themselves, what they do for a business. So that's a great opportunity. Everybody in the room knows what you do, and it's an opportunity for Nolan and I to kind of cater the presentation to the people in the room so that we're really addressing their major concerns from the point of internet marketing and video.
Absolutely. So just wanted to get that out before we get out of here. So, Chris, what do you have before you leave today?
All right, so we've got a tip from our last podcast, and the tip is rewrite and re-optimize your content when redesigning your site. So the entire podcast was about that time of the year or every 5 years or whatever that you need to redesign your website, you do need to redesign it every now and then. And when you do, make sure that you're revisiting that content and re-optimizing it, because we see a lot of clients, potential clients, who have gone through the process of redesigning their website and lost significant placement because the team that actually did the redesigning didn't consciously make sure that they at least got the exact same SEO efforts copied over, or even better, rewrote them and re-optimized that content to make sure that it matched what was there before and even caused it to excel. So, again, rewrite and re-optimize your content when you're redesigning your website.
Got you. All right. Now, I've probably redesigned my website more than most, I think, in the last year.
I think you've redesigned it 3 times since I've known you.
3 times. Absolutely.
Yeah.
3 times.
We're about to do a 4th.
Right. I was just about to say, I got Chris Burris doing and I think this is going to be the last redesign for a while. But they keep getting better and better. Every time I keep showing it to you, you keep saying, hey, that's better. Hey, that. You'll tell me a couple of things, and I implement it. And so instead of me implementing it, I'm going to have you implement it, and I'm going to do your video, and I can implement that for you, and let's be merry and be happy. That's what I'm
thinking. I still love your reaction when Charles walked in, and you were like, yeah, I think I need to redesign my website. And Charles was like, yeah, I see that. And you, like, threw your cell phone down. You're like, everybody in this office is against me. The website's not that bad. And and I know it to be true, so let me throw my cell phone
down. Right. And I know he's seen worse for that to be his first go-to statement, right?
Oh, yeah.
I know you guys have seen worse because I just know it.
Well, you and I have seen worse collectively, like together, just like, oh, let's share how bad this particular website is.
Absolutely. And if it was after hours, I would have probably punched Charles in the face. I might have got my ass whooped after that.
You got to call the cops.
That would have been my initial reaction, just to punch him in the face. Now, whatever happens after that, I feel good about it. Either way, I feel good about it. So,
whether it's redesigned or not, I got retaliation for the offhand comment.
And I feel better about life. I feel better about life and everything in it. So, hey, Chris, great show today, man. I appreciate you 100%. Thank you, sir. I'm about to go ahead and get ready for this shoot that we have. Here at Creative Biz Ideas, I do realize that an idea is not a plan, and a plan still needs execution. But it all starts from that idea. I want to thank Kelly for being our number one listener. I want to thank Chuck for being our number one social media supporter. Chris, I want to thank you for being a great co-host, because I can't even do what I do without you, sir. So I do appreciate you. Tune in next week. We're going to have Sunita Trevino on. And Chris and I are going to start doing some hangouts within the week to let you know what's coming up for next week. So stay tuned for those. So until next week, love to live, live to love, and be well.
Creative Biz Ideas.com.